You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
A te marie e te whanau, kei te whakarongo mai nei ki te reo irirangi pōho. You're on BFM Breakfast, and we're talking about the Auckland Arts Festival. In the studio this morning, we've got a wonderful Ahi Karunaharan. Welcome to the studio, Ahi. It's so nice to have you in here.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, I'm so excited to talk about this piece that you've been working on, Open Stage, a Mixtape for Melodies. This is part of the Arts Festival programming this year, and it sounds like a really fascinating story about, generational travel, music, finding identity, dealing with trauma, lots of big ideas and themes going on here. Tell us a wee bit about this, Ahi. What's it all about?
Yeah, so it's kind of loosely, and I say loosely, inspired by my family story. My mother came to New Zealand in the 90s, and when she came from Sri Lanka, we left because of the Civil War, she brought an audio tape with her.
Oh,
and,
wow.
And I was really fascinated by the songs in it. There's like 17 random songs, and this play kind of excavates this idea of remembrance, but through like the 17 songs kind of excavate the stories behind them, but also really kind of look at this idea of nostalgia, because my mum always talks about the past in this nostalgic way, and I talk about listening to music on headphones and thinking about devices and just this idea of cycles and stories that we tell each other here. So just kind of looking at that in a theatrical, fun way, because trauma, as you said, and war are really heavy things.
Yeah, totally.
But how do you share that story in an accessible, fun way?
Yeah, I think that's such an interesting problem to kind of give yourself as a sort of starting point, maybe, because they are big things. They're quite a lot to maybe work through, especially when you have a personal connection to the story you're trying to tell. How have you kind of found the process of creating this show for you?
I mean, it's been a series of conversations with my mother, and I think, you know, it's been challenging because often, you know, for me, I'm always asking the question, who am I making my work for? And, you know, and with this work, I guess, you know, the work is for my brother's kind of generation, and I guess you'd call them a Gen Z or a millennial. I'm such an ageist. No. but like, you know, he grew up here in New Zealand, so he has no idea of Sri Lanka's history. And I guess it's for that generation of makers and thinkers. I think the challenge for me also was trying to find the universality in the work.
Yeah, totally.
Because I guess I can use my specificity of my experience, but ultimately, how do I get a community that's never been to Sri Lanka, who doesn't know what happens there, to still come and engage with the work and connect with that? And that's been my challenge, is trying to find how do I use this personal story to translate and transcend and somehow speak to a community that may never have any idea what happened there.
Yeah, totally. It feels like music is a really good fulcrum for that.
Absolutely.
Tell us about how it feeds into the show, because I'm interested in it being kind of based around this mixtape.
Yeah, so there's a band that's live that kind of performs all the 17 songs. Each of the stories intrinsically are connected to the context or the political context of the songs and the music. The music is varied. There's Tamil, there's Spanish, there's English. English pop songs, there's Dusty Springfield. That's a whole
amazing.
It's a real eclectic range of songs that my mum listened to. And also the music is also looking at the evolution and the changing kind of face of technology and how we listen to music. It's like, you know, back in the days we listened to music communally, and I mean we during the pandemic we didn't. We had to go back to listening to it individually. So it kind of looks at the idea of like communal and collective kind of celebration.
Oh, far out. It sounds so interesting. What's it been like with these conversations you've been having with your family, and particularly with your mum, and maybe also with your little brother as well? Have you what kind of relationships have come out of the way you've been working through these ideas? Because I imagine once you start to turn some stories into art, then you kind of get that reflective conversation as well.
Absolutely. I mean, the thing is, like, you know, my mum's initial impulse with anything that I make when it's personal is why and no. And so, you know, there's a lot of kind of charming and talking to her.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I think it's a protective mechanism that, you know, fair, our parents' generation have. It's like, well, there are reasons why we don't talk about this. So why not? So this has been a conversation starter for us to be able to kind of like find out more about, you know, I found out things about her that I didn't know that she did. I was like, I didn't realize she was a long jumper. Just, you know, things that, you know, she's been so defined by this role that she's played for us.
Yes.
So just getting to know that there's this whole other dimension to her has been absolutely kind of eye-opening for my brother and I. My brother and I, we don't talk about the politics of Sri Lanka because I think we just don't have a framework or a way in. And this work has been that. And I guess that's what I'm hoping for the Sri Lankan community, that it becomes a conversation starter. And for those who are not Sri Lankan, that it becomes an insight into a community or a people. Yeah.
Oh, totally. I mean, this is what we've missed about not having things like the arts festival around in COVID is these communal spaces, as you're saying, to get into art together and to get into these conversations. How has it been showing this? I mean, imagine you've had some test audiences, or how's the kind of conversations been when you have had people watch what you've been making?
I mean, like, you know, like the making was in solitude. I started writing this during the lockdown, and then, you know, and our theatres were kind of like shutting down at that point. It's been incredible to be able to open the space up. And, you know, like, my favorite moment in any kind of show is when the lights kind of go out, or when we kind of finish, say, the last word, and there's a collective kind of like an exultation or like a gasp, and you know you've got them, or you've somehow connected to them.
Totally.
Our audiences have been very varied. So we've had some really young Sri Lankan, you know, second, third gen kids,
yep,
to like uncles and aunties from, you know, from the yesteryears, and also like, you know, those who've traveled to Sri Lanka.
Mm.
And I think, you know, this is an act of storytelling, and I think that is like one of our oldest art form. You know, having yarns like as we are right now,
yeah,
right?
Totally. Yeah.
You know, like you ask your mum something, and then she like tells you this 100 other stories.
Yeah.
And I love that. And I think that's what theatre does so beautifully. It brings people together, and we have this communal storytelling experience, and I think people have connected to that, I think.
Yeah. Oh, this sounds so beautiful. It is happening this weekend. Saturday is the show at the ASB Waterfront Theatre. It's wheelchair accessible. It's 1 hour and 10 minutes. It's looking like it's going to be a beautiful time. 3 p.m. So
that's
nice,
right?
Matinee as well.
Yeah, then you can just go chill out and have fun in the sun afterwards and
love
think
it.
About the work.
Yes. That is one thing that sometimes I find really stressful about going to theatre. If you go to a late one, and then you just have to go home and you sort of have crazy dreams about it.
I know, it takes a couple of hours to kind of unwind.
You haven't had that chance to talk about it, so this feels perfect, I think.
Yeah.
Go with some mates.
We really thought about that hard, though.
Yeah. Sometimes the programming is just perfect. Ahi, thank you so much for speaking with us this morning about Open Stage, a mixtape for Melodies. If people want to get tickets, aaf.co.nz is the place to go. I'm so excited about this. I think it's going to be a really special piece. Thank you for coming in and sharing your kōrero this morning.
Thank you.
And see you in the theatre.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.